That big, giant, huge storm giving us a little bit of wetness, but not kind of what we thought it was going to be or everyone predicted it would be, although there still is some rain coming in. So just as you're out there driving around, be careful and slow down and watch out for the other guy. That's all we can say, you know, in weather like this. So glad you're joining us. We've got a great show for you today. Lots of great things going on in Prescott Valley. And we're going to end the show with what's happening this weekend down at Vane Park, hosted by the town of Prescott Valley. But first, we're going to talk to our guests. So we'll take a short break here, and when we come back, more with Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back. Joining me now is Chuck Leon. He's a past president of the Yavapai County Shrine Club, also a board emeritus for the Shrine Hospital in Salt Lake City. You served on their board, Chuck.
Yes, I did. I served 9 years.
How long have you been a Shriner?
About 37 years.
Wow. Okay. And how'd you get involved?
Oh, we are Masons first,
right.
Shriners. And after I joined the Masons back in Phoenix, I looked around for some other issues to take that I would interest me, and I became involved through some friends of mine with the Shrine.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the idea of having hospitals for children and supporting the hospitals and supporting children.
And that's the main focus of the work.
That is our main focus. We have 22 hospitals, 20 in the United States, one in Mexico City, and one in Montreal, Canada.
And tell us about these hospitals. They're for the kids.
They're for the kids. We treat children from birth age to 18. And in some cases, if there are special cases with some research and so forth, we may treat them up to 21.
Right.
But basically, any child that is in need of orthopedic conditions, cleft lip, palate, club feet, missing limbs, those type of issues we take care of, And it's at no cost to the child or to the family. If they can't afford it, then we still take care of them.
Are these children referred to you, or do they come to you through maybe not necessarily from a physician referral, but somebody might know that a particular right. child has a need, the family has the need?
We used to have a referral process of that nature. You mm-hmm. kind of had to know someone. But now we have a 800 number. We've joined the 21st century.
Next, we'll be able to text message you.
Right. Well, you can go to 800-314-4283. It's a referral line, and the parent can call directly.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you happen to run across a situation where you saw a child that might be in need of our services, you can make a direct call.
Right.
And then we also get referrals through physicians and hospitals occasionally and so forth,
mm-hmm.
depending on the issue and how we can treat the child. But then you can go online, shrine.org, and enroll through that or scroll through that and find hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
All of our hospitals have specialties. We have three hospitals that specialize in burns.
Oh, okay.
Galveston, Texas, Boston, Massachusetts, Sacramento, California, and Cincinnati, Ohio, actually four of them. And we've done a huge amount of research and advancement in treatments of burns. Mm-hmm. In fact, the medical people at large and the communities at large have taken a lot of the things that we've researched and come up with to really make it a lot possible to help children or even adults for that matter that have been burned.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, within the past year, if you recall, there was a large explosion in Mexico and a number of people and children were burned there. We sent the plane down. We picked up six or seven of the children that were in really bad shape and brought them up to Galveston and treated them.
Right. Now, do we have a hospital here in the Phoenix area?
No, unfortunately, we don't. Our closest one is Salt Lake City.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And that's why I was up there on the board mm-hmm. as a board member representing the Shriners in Arizona.
Right. To maintain 22 hospitals and the work that goes on requires a tremendous amount of funding.
Yes, it
does.
How
does the Shriners do that?
Get down to the nitty-gritty. We have the opportunity to have folks that would behest monies to us.
Mm-hmm.
Even in some cases, we have a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And in California, we have a ranch, a nut ranch, raising nuts. And we get monies from that.
Right, right.
Plus donations. Anyone would like to donate, we have $19 a month. Special donations. It's on Fox News. You can see those advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
And our club's membership, of course, as Shriners, we donate individually through our dues. And we also, through our clubs, have fundraisers. Our fundraiser is an annual golf tournament.
All right. I'm very familiar with your golf tournament.
Yes,
I am.
The first Saturday of May mm-hmm. for the past, it must be 18 years that we have done that.
Right.
And we've been very successful. The community supports us, and we certainly appreciate it. But most of all, the children who receive our services appreciate it.
Right. Because those children from all over Arizona can
yes.
be referred and treated at any of the hospitals, depending on the specialty. But definitely, closer to Salt Lake City.
We treat them, so there might be some specialties. Mm-hmm. As an example, brittle bone disease. We have up in Montreal, Canada, they specialize in that. And we have a young lady from here that we've treated for many years. And we've even sent her to Montreal, but she has a stopover in Salt Lake because Dr. Drastu, who trained up in Montreal, was at Salt Lake.
Oh, okay, I see.
And so he would treat her on an ongoing basis, but occasionally, maybe once or twice a year, we'd send her up for special treatment.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't know exactly the work you do. They just know you through your participation in parades, your little midget cars, and
right.
you know, the trikes that you have, and the fact that you have wear fezes,
right?
You know, your headpiece, and so that's about all they know about a Shriner, other than what work you do. And this is kind of great that you're here. We're talking about this.
Unfortunately, that's very true, and the fact that we do that. But again, once we're trying to get the word out, and that's the whole part of it. I'd like to make one comment about the money. 93% of what you donate is used for the children. Money that's donated directly to the hospital, dollar for dollar, goes into the hospital operation and for the children.
Right. Is that tax deductible?
Yes.
As allowed through whatever your personal financial situation is?
Right. Mm-hmm. We have occasionally a fundraiser to support our local club.
Right.
That money is not tax deductible. That's for our basic operations ourselves. But essentially, yes, 501c3s goes directly to the hospital for the care of the children.
How many members in your club here at the Yavapai County?
Currently, we have 48 members. Yeah.
Okay. And I tell you, I was honored to speak to your group. I think it was last month, wasn't
it? It was last month.
About, the community and what's going on in the community, community connection with all the folks. They live all over Yavapai County, but just a wonderful group to speak to and so engaged.
It was a pleasure having you.
Was it a nice word, engaged?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they pose the hard questions, and that's what I feel I have the best time is reaching in and figuring out, the best answer, what to answer, how to help them with their questions. So
you have many answers. You have a lot of information. So it was very informative.
Thank you. Okay, so you guys are involved coming up this Saturday at the air show that is being hosted by Embry-Riddle over at the Prescott Regional Airport.
Yes.
And so what's your involvement there?
One of the pilots that's going to be flying at the air show is a Shriner, and he has dedicated his plane to the Shrine Hospitals for Children.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to...
He flies the patients then?
No, he's a acrobatic...
that kind of flyer.
Yeah.
That's probably a bad idea.
but he's asked us to put a booth out there, so we'll have a booth available for the folks that come out to see the air show. It's between 9 and 3. Then we can explain a little more about the Shrine. I have some literature that I could pick up and so forth. And I'd like to give my name and number in case someone is interested, and we might have what we call a sojourner, maybe a Shriner from another city that just moved into town.
We have tons of people moving to town.
Right. We're
and
growing.
Absolutely. And they so if they're a Shriner from another town, they're welcome to come
absolutely.
And visit you at the club and
absolutely.
Perhaps stay.
Well, we'll even invite them for a dinner on us.
Well, I'm telling you, your dinner's good, so Link likes that.
So my number is 928-533-2711. 928-533-2711.
I like that you're inviting somebody, so many people moving to town and trying to engage and get connected.
Yes.
And a lot of times they bring some history with them, some passion, their involvement in another area. And so
that's for sure.
Here's that opportunity and plus it brings new life to all of our clubs, us being Lions. It's the same thing. You welcome people that come from another club that might bring new ideas on continuing to move forward and continue to raise more money and support the work you're doing.
That's it, and that's our whole purpose as Shriners, so that we want to be a solid member of our community.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we raise funds for the hospital, you may go to the hospital out in Salt Lake, but however, we've had as many as 20, 30 children from our area who've received services from our hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So we identify those children, and if they can't afford to go up there, we have provisions to fly them up there at no cost.
Not in the acrobatic plane, though.
No.
We'll
go regular.
Figure that out. But again, going out to the air show, how fun is that? I remember going to the air show.
That ought to be great.
When my dad used to take us girls and just loved it. We used to go to Point Magoo up in the air station up there in California, it was a lot of fun, a lot of things. So that's going on this weekend, this Saturday. If you've got some time out there, head on out to the airport and see a fabulous air show. Again, our airport's going leaps and bounds, a lot of exciting things going on out there, and glad to have the Shriners a part of it. Glad to have you a part of so much that the community does do, whether it's the parades or other groups? Well, I mean, I know you're active, and we together sit on the Yavapai College Foundation Board.
Foundation Board, and I'm a past board member of Yavapai College. We all, and ourselves throughout the community, many of us take different parts in different things because we do support our community. It's very important that we do that.
Absolutely. So, Chuck, let's go ahead and give your phone number again and the website for connection. Those, let's say, if you're looking for a Shriner connection, you've moved here from some other area, you want to talk to Chuck, or the website for more information on the hospital, how to access the connection and getting those services if you're so inclined and so in need.
Okay. And 928-533-2711.
And that's your phone number?
That's my phone number.
Okay.
And just go to ShrinersHospitalForChildren.org, and you can get all the information you need, and there'll be referrals there if you have some needs for our services.
Well, Chuck Lynn, thank you so much for joining us. Yavapai County Shrine Club, again, great work you do in the community. Thank you for taking care of our kids, making it possible. We believe in helping those who maybe just don't have the means at times and need that hand up, and there you are for the kids. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Always good to see you.
Same here.
And it's always good. Pleasure to talk at your club. Go
all
back
right.
And tell them I love those folks. Just love on them.
And we will invite you again.
I'll wear my bulletproof vest. No, I'm just teasing. I love them.
No, you don't need that.
Great group of people. And again, look for them in your parades and wave and say hi, and they'll be out at the air show this coming Saturday, October the 6th.
That's right.
So thank you so much, Chuck Leon, with the Yavapai County Shrine Club. Short break here. When we come back, Dan Streeter, Superintendent Humboldt Unified School District, will be joining us here on Talk the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
Did it again. Clip Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Clip Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Clip Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. I just got through writing an article on the human-animal bond and how healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities. And it made me pause and think about how pets and animals make us better people. At Olson's, our mission is the health of your animals and pets. What does that lead to? Healthy communities. Good enough just isn't. By the way, a huge event is coming up in Prescott, and you all need to be part of it. I'm talking about the party to celebrate one of our hometown heroes, World War I aviator and Prescott High School football star Ernest A. Love. It's all happening on Thursday evening, October 4th, at the Holiday Courtyard in downtown Prescott. Great price, too. Only $30 for a single ticket and two for 50. All proceeds benefit the American Legion Ernest A. Love Post 6. Besides no host beer and wine, they'll also have a World War I signature drink, the Old Fashioned. There'll also be tasty hors d'oeuvres, music by the Mood Swings, World War I patriotic decor and model airplanes, and a special 1918 Buick. Tickets are available online at Prescott.org and at the Recreation Services Office in the Armory. It's party time!
Oh, yeah.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is one of the best parts of Prescott Valley, Superintendent Dan Streeter with the Humboldt Unified School District.
Yes, how
welcome.
Are you?
Welcome. You're our schools. I love your schools.
Oh, we got so many great things going on.
Oh, I
days.
Know. Hey, did I tell you our Prescott Valley Early Bird Lions Club, roar, of which I know one of these days you will visit, but adopted Bradshaw Mountain Middle School this year.
Oh, that's
as
great.
Our support to help. And the first thing we did was do a huge, huge drive to supply the nurse's office with everything she needs for the school year for yeah. all the kids.
At so. Bradshaw Middle, what a great campus.
Go Bruins.
So many good things going on down there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know there's good things going on all over Humboldt, so I'm just going to kind of throw it to you, and we'll talk. I'll jump in with some questions, but it's all yours.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're coming up on the end of the first quarter already. I mean, gosh, we're in week 9. I don't know if you – that's amazing to me. I have to say, I think when we look at these first 9 weeks, I think the highlight might have come last week. Mm-hmm. We had a group of students from Coyote Springs Elementary School who presented at a national conference. So this is a national audience. They presented their 21st century education model. Really what they're talking about is their sustainability program and their focus on sustainability. They're using their habitat, connecting with community partners. But for that group of elementary students to stand in front of superintendents and governing board members, wow. Elected officials from around the country, and present the great things happening at Coyote was, wow, what a moment for the district. What a moment for Prescott Valley and Dewey
Humboldt. Wow. And Principal Candace. She had to be so proud.
Oh, and Candace does such a great job. She, I mean, kudos to her, the work that she's done on that campus. And then for her to, in a moment like that, to just sit back and let the kids run the show.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
So, yeah.
Congrats.
So
well
neat
done.
Things going on. The high school, gosh, we're almost at the end of fall sports. Like we're kind of in the home stretch here.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
All of them.
All of them. The football team, 7-0 coming
yes.
into a huge stretch here with Prescott, Mingus, and Mojave. It's a tough way to end the season, but, great things happening, on the football field. Girls volleyball, what a tremendous, season they're having. And if you've been around the girls volleyball team at all these last few years, we all saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great group of kids, great coaching staff. Natalie's done just a tremendous job with that group, and it's been growing and growing
they're
and
amazing,
growing.
Yes.
And to see the success they're having, just a testament to the hard work.
Now, didn't I see, and I read all your stuff, swimmer. Somebody swimming that was doing phenomenal things over
well,
there.
And the swim team is always doing a tremendous
yes.
job. We're at that point in the season with swim where student athletes are starting to qualify for state competition.
Right, right.
And again, Russell Morrison with the swim program, like we've been doing every year, qualifying students for the next level.
You know, it's funny because you talk about how quickly it goes and you feel like we just, you know, I kind of live it with y'all just because we're so close working with Humboldt and all the schools that, you know, we graduate and we feel that sense of, oh, and then we start fresh
right.
August.
Yeah.
And then it's fall break. Next week's fall break.
Yeah.
So it's the end of the first quarter. And then when we come back, boy, it's, you know, it's looking down at the holidays. And I know big activities and performing arts and all of that stuff get involved, you know, with holidays.
Yeah, you come out from fall break, you wrap up fall sports, you start winter sports, the performing arts take over. And really, they've been doing that anyways.
Right.
You look back at Patriot Days and our choirs.
Oh, yes.
What a tremendous job they did. But, yeah, now you start getting into plays and choir performances, band performances. There's a lot of activity going on out there.
There is. Oh my gosh. And honestly, all that, you know, whether it's the elementary school, middle school, or high school, all of those performances are open to the public.
It's open to the public.
We'd love for you to come and see how, what our kids are doing, how great they're doing, and, you know, what's happening in that school world, you know, they sometimes feel disengaged from when you don't have children.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It's easy. Mm-hmm. If you don't have children in the school district, it's tough to stay really connected. Although with social media these days, I would encourage anybody, get on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's just a great way to stay connected to the community school district.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to find out when these activities are taking place. And we love having the community out to these events.
Well, I have to confess, I'm a Facebook follower of Humboldt
yeah.
and Coyote Springs and Granville and Liberty and
Lake Valley, on and on, and Humble.
I'm a Facebook friend like all of those, so I get everything from all of them. No, and it's just, you know, you scroll, you read, book fair. Why not go buy some books and help the kids, you know? I mean, it just keeps me, and I think being engaged in the schools, and if you want to be a volunteer, boy, that'll keep you young.
Absolutely. We have a great volunteer, really core, and we're always looking for more volunteers. And there's so many different ways that you can be active in the schools as a volunteer. We have folks that come in and work one-on-one with students. We have folks that come in and just work in the front offices and just kind of help out with phones or help out with some of the administrative tasks that we have. There's a wide range of opportunities for anybody to come in and let us tap into your expertise, because we know there's a wealth of it out there.
Your expertise and talents.
Yes.
And it'll keep you young.
Yeah.
The easiest way to stay young is to hang out with young people.
Hang out with the kids.
I know. You don't know what they're going to teach you, and you can learn.
Absolutely.
I totally love it. So what else is going on?
So, boy, this is an important month in the district. We're heading into election season. We do have a bond initiative on the ballot. That's really an important component for the school district. Important for the community to know, we have some informational sessions coming up, and we want to make sure that people who have questions about the bond have a forum where they can go ask those questions and get answers to that. So tonight, and really in an hour, we're going to be down at Bradshaw Mountain Middle doing a bond information session. Tomorrow night at 5:30, we're going to be at the Prescott Valley Library Auditorium. On Thursday night, we're at the high school at 5:30. That's going to be a Spanish-only version of the bond informational session for our Spanish-speaking community.
We should get that on Juan and let Juan communicate that out, too.
Yeah, great opportunity.
Amigo station, Juan.
Yeah.
Here. But that's just an idea. I'm sending that kind of eyeball to Link.
Yeah.
So she can pass it up the ladder there.
And we have a great group of a very active and involved parents and community members.
Great.
In the Spanish-speaking community. And then to wrap up our information sessions on October 18th, which is a Thursday, we'll be in the Glassford Hill Auditorium. And again, these are just information sessions about the bond. This is an opportunity for people to come out and say, what is a bond?
Well, everybody sees the signs that say yes for Unhumble, but can you just give me an overview?
Yeah, so the governing board called for a bond election at one of their earlier meetings, and basically what this is, it's a $15 million bond. It will go to address school safety, transportation, technology, and some classroom improvements, renovations, and repairs.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of a basic bond, if you will. We're really looking to better control the traffic flow in our front offices at each of our schools.
Well, that's, you know, key safety.
Absolutely. You look at transportation, you know, we have an aging bus fleet. We have a couple of buses that are coming up on 30 years old.
And how many students do we transport by bus every day, Dan?
So we have, the district is 5,700 students. About 3,000 of our students routinely depend on transportation on a daily basis. That does not include our field trips, athletic events, things of that nature.
Sure.
So when you look at an aging
bus fleet.
Just
getting your kids to school, and for a lot of parents that work, and thank goodness you are there. Those kids.
And boy, our transportation department, it is a top-notch group. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic people. The relationships that our bus drivers have with their kids, I've had the opportunity to ride a couple of routes, and it's pretty neat to hang out with those guys and see just the connections that they have. So,
And they're probably one of the first ones to know when something's not right. They're not getting on the bus, they didn't get off or something. They recognize those because they're used to knowing what kids are doing what at what time.
They know their they know
routines.
Where their kids are, what time they're supposed to be there. For a lot of, you know, and there's a lot of situations out there where that might be the first adult face that they see that day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's just, we have families that are working.
Mm-hmm.
We have families that are juggling a couple of jobs. So it's that, the role of a bus driver is...
You know that I have always been a supporter of Humboldt. I was involved in the bond back in 2006 that we brought that really did a tremendous amount of improvements to all the schools at a time when it really, really needed it. And that money was used strategically, was used just for what it was intended. And one of the fortunate things we had is because we had the amount of money, but the recession hit, things cost less. that we planned for. So we ended up having, you know, paying less for some of those improvements. So we were able to do other things too. So again, it was well managed. And right. Now here is a time as I know that you will well manage that money and make sure that when we vote for that and we say we support it, that money will be used for exactly those things that you've talked about.
Absolutely, yeah. And like we did in the last bond, we're looking to put together a bond oversight committee. I think that's mm-hmm. important for our community. They Absolutely. Want to see that extra layer of accountability, and I think that's an important piece to this. So
again, those information, are they on your website?
So go to the website. Again, go to social media. It's a great kind of a real-time opportunity to get information. But we are this week, again, tonight, 5:30 at Bradshaw Mountain Middle. Tomorrow, Prescott Valley Library Auditorium at 5:30, and then for my Spanish speakers, Thursday at the high school. Yep. And then and if you miss those, we'll catch you back on October 18th at Glassford Hill Middle School.
And any other time, though, you have a question, you can always call over to the district office.
Give us a call. I know that this week alone, we're meeting with a couple of community members that had questions. Come on in.
Excellent.
And let's get you some answers.
Open and transparent and let you know what the need is and why it's there.
Absolutely.
Well, Dan Streeter, you're doing an amazing job.
Oh,
First quarter report, and holy smokes, you just knocked it out of the park already.
Yeah, just stay out of the way of everybody else. Yeah. Everybody else is doing a great job.
Well, as on a finishing note, for all the athletics, you're doing a great job, but this Friday night is the big game.
It's the big game. We
Bradshaw
have
Mountain High School, go Bears!
Go Bears!
And the Prescott Badgers. Of course, you can see whose side I'm, but I love everybody. So thank you for joining us here, and we'll get you back after the second quarter. And holy smokes, keep it up, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks,
All
Monty.
Right, Dan Streeter, Superintendent of Humboldt Unified School District. We're going to take a short break here on Talk of Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and link, it's kqna.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
California's got some sick waves, like worst quality of life, worst air quality in the nation, and huge electric bills.
Whoa! Time to bail!
So we're surfing into AZ with our California ideas, paid for by a California organization to change Arizona's constitution and raise your electric bills by 40%.
That's gnarly!
Don't let California wipe out Arizona. Vote no on Prop 127, paid for by Vote No Arizona.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. At 11:18 tomorrow morning, the Federal Emergency Management Agency will conduct a nationwide test.
We're going to get a presidential WEA test, which is Wireless Emergency Alert Test. Anybody in the cell phones within the range of the cell phone towers will get an alert and an audible notification.
Morgan Hoagland at the Arizona Department of Emergency and Military Affairs says the message you receive on your cell phone at 11:18 will clearly indicate it's a test. The wet weather is prompting local law enforcement agencies to cancel crime and drug prevention events.
The Yavapai Prescott Tribal Police Department was scheduled to host National Night Out at 5 tonight, but that's not going to happen due to the expected rains. The Chino Valley Police Department's event, scheduled for 4 this afternoon at Memory Park, has been rescheduled for November 6th at the same time and location. While the City of Cottonwood won't hold National Night Out at Kids Park, the Camp Verde Marshal's office has moved their event inside to the gym next to the Town Hall complex. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
A flash flood watch through late tonight with occasionally heavy afternoon and evening rains and thunderstorms. Cooling overnight to near 55 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Warming to a stormy 69 tomorrow and a mostly sunny Thursday with showers dissipating. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same showers and storms today through Wednesday night, cooling your bedtime to near 59, warming Wednesday through Friday to about 78, with mostly sunny skies and a 20% chance of rain Thursday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley's Chamber Spotlight on Business. And joining me is my first guest, Gary Denton, owner of AMCO here, right here in Prescott Valley, and also the founder of Wheels of Freedom. And I have to mention that every time, Gary, because what you do for our veterans is just incredible, making mobility part of their lives when they don't may not have had it. So.
Thank you, Marnie.
And I'll let you tell a little bit about Wheels of Freedom, what it's all about, and how you got it started.
Okay, we'll try to make this quick.
You got 6 minutes. You can talk. We can fit it all in.
Wheels of Freedom, we started about 2.5 years ago. Wheels of Freedom is a project that we started to get veterans out of the house, get them mobile again. We noticed that there was a lot of veterans out there that are stuck in manual wheelchairs, and some of them are older, and they just can't get around. In fact, a lot of them, the only time they get out of their house is for a doctor appointment, and it's kind of sad. So, you know, our mission basically was to get them mobile again and get them in electric units, wheelchairs or scooters. A lot of the older veterans, they love scooters. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of ride high in those scooters and feel like they're on a little motorcycle.
Right.
And so we get them in scooters. We also put lifts on their cars, electric lifts. That way they really can do it on their own. They can get out of the house on their own. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the difference that we've seen in a lot of the people that we service where they've come in, you know, kind of depressed and grumpy, and they leave with a huge smile on their face, and then some tears in their eyes, and we kind of all have that when we do deliver one. And what's amazing is when we see them out and about at mm-hmm. some of the events that, you know, there's so many events here in Prescott Valley, that we see them out, and they start right. going, "Hey, Gary," and it's like, "Oh my God!" And I see their grandkids running with them, and it's like, this is amazing. This is a different person.
Right.
So yeah, we're doing our best to take care of everyone, and the main thing that I need is, you know, get the word out. We're doing real well on stock right now on wheelchairs because the community is.
Where do the wheelchairs come from? These motorized wheelchairs, because I know you do a lot of work on them mm-hmm. to refurbish them.
Yeah, they come from the community. I mean, mm-hmm. they reach out. Almost every week I get a phone call, it seems like.
Wow, okay.
From all over Yavapai County and sometimes even Phoenix. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've had a few phone calls from New York City, actually, where they've heard about this and they wanted me to go pick up a wheelchair.
You're famous.
Yeah, and I couldn't get there.
Couldn't.
But no, it's the community. That's wonderful. A lot of them, they could sell these things on Craigslist or something like that, but they choose not to. They choose to donate it. They'd rather have it go to a veteran.
I would too.
Which is fantastic.
Too.
Yeah.
So what you need now is you say you have inventory. Mm-hmm. Are you now need the referrals? You need to know the veterans that are in need.
Absolutely, and it's going to happen by word of mouth, not by this radio. I mean, other than someone hearing it and finding a veteran or knowing
a veteran, might know somebody
who lives somewhere who doesn't really listen to the radio, not on the internet, not on Facebook, not on social media. Maybe they read the paper and skim it. I don't know, but. You need to get out, and, mm-hmm. and that's what we try to do. But if you know someone, you see someone in a grocery store struggling, you know, or wherever, you know, reach out to them and mention Wheels of Freedom Project. And, you know, we run that out of our AMCO, so it's easy to find,
mm-hmm.
you know, right there on 69, just west of Glassford Hill. And if anybody has someone that they need me to talk to, please give me a call, 928-759-5588.
Yeah.
Well, also, I want to thank, we just had our second annual Crown King Horseshoe Tournament, charity horseshoe tournament, for the Wheels of Freedom Project. And it was a fantastic event. The weather was perfect up there. It was a lot of great people came up. It was incredible. And I want to thank, we had 21 sponsors.
Wow.
Local businesses, that actually chipped in and, did raffle prizes and everything. And it's just been great. It's just been great. So thank you, everybody.
Wow. Well, you work on it, Gary, and you're to be admired for everything that you do and the dedication you have to it and to our veterans.
I just wish I had your energy, then I could do so much more.
Well, let's talk a little bit about AMCO, what you do, and we got a couple minutes here. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be quick.
The other side of your life, you know, because you have so many wonderful, beautiful facets to your life.
AMCO, we just recently went through a lot of training for hybrid batteries and all their components. And I want everyone to know that there's an option out there now. A lot mm-hmm. of the hybrids, they're getting older, and mm-hmm. some of them are out of warranty now. And there are other options than the dealer, I'm just saying. We may or may not be, you know, as expensive or whatever, but that's
check you out though.
Yeah, definitely check us out.
Sure.
Because we've got all the training, we've done some projects, and they've been really, really good. And if your vehicle, your hybrid's getting a little sluggish and stuff like that, then come see us.
And you're located again on Highway 69?
Mm-hmm. Highway 69, just west of Glassford Hill on the south side.
And what's your phone number over there?
928-759-5588.
Do you have a website or a Facebook?
Oh, I sure do.
As we talk about
it
social media.
Just, amcoprescott.com. And also for Wheels of Freedom, it's wheelsoffreedomproject.org.
And Wheels of Freedom Project is also 501c3.
It is.
So any donations you want to make, They are tax deductible.
And we made that real easy on the website, willsoffreedomproject.org. There's a big old button that says donate. And believe me, that would help a lot. Our biggest cost is batteries. They're very, very expensive.
Right.
And we go through a lot of them.
And if you're out there, please keep your eye out, because he needs veterans to be able to help.
Absolutely.
And we all can probably been to the market and seen somebody struggling. So let's take a minute, get their name, and reach out and make that connection. So, Gary, thank you for so much for what you do.
Thank you, Marnie.
Oh, my God. You're amazing. Amazing. Just a terrific guy giving back in the community. I've loved you ever since you walked in the door of the chamber. Holy smokes. You're just great. Anyway, well, I'm going to quit loving on you, because I'm going to love over here on Philip, Philip Reed, and he's been a chamber member for a while, but I'm glad to have you back. Kingston Business Solutions, how you doing, Philip? And just talk to me, because I love your accent.
I'm fabulous, man. Fabulous, fabulous.
Did that just melt you guys out there? Link and I are just smiling. Let's talk about your business.
So, yeah, we're, as you know, we're a startup, right? We've been in it for the last 2 years. A variety of technology disciplines, actually, IT project management, IT infrastructure management and monitoring. The list goes on, you know, IT assessments, IT security and auditing. And one of the things we're excited about over the last, I'd probably say, year or so is, you know, the auditing section of what we do, or the auditing services of what we do. And what that is really we go in to small to mid-sized businesses and help them understand how they're using technology in their organization. Are they using it in the right way? You know, one of the things we found is most people go out and they'll just buy the latest and greatest thing. And you realize, well, this is not really working for us, right? And they have that kind of technology anxiety. So what we do is we sit with them and go through, what does your business do? Mm-hmm. And then how does technology support that business? And are you using the right technology? And if you're not, well, then how do we get you there? And so we do that through a process of education. We do that through a process of just our own expertise, because we know the industry. We say, okay, here's what's right for you. So these technology audits has been, you know, something exciting for us that we've been going through. We've done some for, you know, local businesses here, a few out in Florida, and it's just been an exciting time.
When you refer to technology, what do you mean by that? I mean, that's a big umbrella, it covers probably a lot of areas. So when you're talking about a technology audit, are you looking at my computers? Are you looking at my software?
I'm glad you asked that question, because it really is anything that is electronic. So yes, it is your computers. It is the software that runs on the computers, but it also is your manufacturing equipment. If you're running a manufacturing organization, and you have, you know, widgets in the back doing things for you, and it's supposed to be connected. Well, how are they connected? You know, how is that data coming back into you? How is that data feeding back into management to give you right information to make critical decisions? So in terms of technology, we look at the entire breadth of it, everything that sits inside your building, from the phones right to the mouse on your desk.
Okay. Well, I was kind of listening to you putting it in the perspective of how it relates to my business, the Chamber of Commerce, and of course it was all about me. And so I was trying to think, what else do I have? You know, but you're right. The phones, all of that that is involved in operation, because so much of it, we do everything is basically technology anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, other than my one-on-one personal conversations with people coming into the office, but so much of everything else is messaging, letters, the whole nine yards.
We're all connected, and that's really what it is. Yes. Yes.
Okay. So in a way, it's good for a business to have this audit to not only make sure they're using the right technology, but if they need upgrades, if they're losing, let's say, productivity.
Exactly.
That would help bring them up and get them running at more full potential.
That's perfect, because that's what the technology audit does. It actually shows them, you know, the areas of deficiency. And, you know, how can they improve from it? And so, you know, then we do our recommendations. So if anyone wants a technology audit, they just need to look us up online, you know, www.kbizsol.com, call us on the phone, 928-460-7656. We're all over the place. You can find us on social media. Just go Kingston Business Solutions Prescott. You find us Twitter, you name it, we're there.
You can't hide, right?
No.
We can find you. Go back to your website one more time, because you said that very quickly with your accent, and I kind of didn't quite pick it up.
So I got to say like I'm from Prescott?
Yeah.
Is that?
Okay. Yeah, we know that.
So it's kbizsoul.com. KBIZSOL.com.
Okay, thank you. I was thinking, did I hear Kingston there or something? And I'm thinking, I didn't quite hear that right. So K as in kangaroo.
There you
biz
go. Soul.com. That's correct.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. And again, that might be part of your strategic plan that, you know, you get this and do it once a year then and get this done.
Yes.
Especially if you've never had it done, I think that it would be an opportunity to make sure you're running at your full potential.
Yeah, I would highly recommend it. I would probably say if you've never got it done, get it done. And then you revisit it, I'd probably say every 2 years. Depending on the size of your organization, you then may want to visit it every year.
Wow. That's really above my, technology, that's why I have Brady. So I'm going to hook you up with Brady and maybe we can get this done. Because again, everything so much, it seems like for many businesses, that's like one of the last things you upgrade.
Yes.
And finally something will not work anymore and you say, well, my gosh, I've had this system for 20 years. You should have done something about it a little bit ago.
And right? Again, the audit actually shows you things like that. So most people, when they make technology changes, it's reactionary. Mm-hmm. Right. There's no forward planning.
Gary's nodding.
Right?
Yes.
That's right. There's no forward planning. What we do is get them into that habit of, okay, let's understand where you are. Let's understand where you want to be based on your strategic goals. And we align technology to that. And then that now becomes part of your culture. Now you're thinking, here's what I'm going to do in 2 years. What's the technology component behind it?
Excellent. Boy, you just give me a lot of food for thought on this, Philip, because one of the things we do on the accreditation is the technology section, and I'm going to get with you on that.
Oh, sure.
So I want to be the best, so
that's right.
I want to bring in a pro,
That's right.
So Philip Reed, again, owner of Kingston Business Solutions, thank you for joining us. And
thank
again,
you
a lot of food
us.
For thought on that. Gary Denton, AMCO. Wheels of Freedom, you rock. You both rock. Thank you so much for joining us on Chamber Spotlight on Business. And we're going to take a short break. It'll be another day done here the 1st of October. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And a great show. Thank you for joining us today. Hey, want to remind you that coming up this Saturday, in addition to the air show going on at the airport, is Gold Fever Day, sponsored by the town of Prescott Valley, one of their 40th anniversary celebrations going on throughout the year. So this is Saturday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Fane Park. You park up on 2nd Street and you'll be bused down and transported. I love that new word. Transported down to Fane Park. It's a free family event, and you know, there'll be gold panning, so you could find some gold. But there'll be historical site tours, vendors, local artisans, games, contests, free fishing from 10 to 1. So all the goodies, the kids, their poles, everything are out there. There'll be food trucks and just a lot of fun. So it's a free family event. Fane Park, Gold Fever Days, and that's celebrating our mining and pioneer history down there. So if you haven't been down in a while, the lake is stocked. The chapel is there. The castle's there, you know, and you'll see it all before we decorate it up and get ready for Valley of Lights coming up. Well, that'll be coming up in November. So thank you all for joining us again. We've had a great day today. Thank you to Link and everyone here. So this has been Talk of the Town. I'm Marnie Yule. I want you to have a great week, and we'll be back next Tuesday with more things going on here in Prescott Valley.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.